Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Laura Hughes. Laura is with the North Coast Growers Association, and I think people really associate that with the farmers market, but a lot of people don't know who are the people that work for the North Coast Growers Association.
Yeah, so we have a really great team that works with NCGA. Our director is Portia Bramble. She and I were actually part of the Environment and Community Program at HSU together. She runs all of our, you know, oversight and a lot of our larger state and federal advocacy efforts. And then we also work with Ivy North, who is our director of programs. And so she runs all of our grant-related programs, including our Know Your Farmer program, our Friends of the Farmers Market campaign, and our CalFresh and Market Match programs as well. And then I am our director of markets. So I run all of the market sites and locations. And in addition to managing a couple of those sites, I also manage the managers. We also have a couple of part-time staff that work as assistant managers at the Arcata Plaza Saturday Market, as well as the Eureka Markets. David McCush is our Eureka Market Manager and runs the two markets there, plus a third one we'll talk about in a little bit. And then also R.G. Munoz, who works at Open Door Health, also works with us at the Main Season Market. And Colleen Austin is our Outreach Coordinator and does a lot of really great work on the ground with the Know Your Farmer program, as well as our SSI Outreach program and all of our social media and digital presence.
You guys do a lot.
We have our hands in lots of pots.
And then basically people are members, right? These
yes.
farmers and,
mm-hmm.
you know, people who produce food.
Yeah.
So how many members approximately do you have?
We have about 106 returning members this season and always a handful of new members that join every year. We are a membership-based organization and we're also a nonprofit. So our members pay annual dues and they actually vote on the sorts of things that we decide about how the organization is structured and governed and what kinds of things we want to do moving forward. So it's a really great way to have a membership-based organization, democratic process, and also do a lot of public service work in the community through our outreach programs.
Now, the market used to be just seasonal. It used to like start in April mm-hmm. and then go through like October, November.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's a year-round thing.
Yeah, the Arcata Plaza Market is our year-round market. The main season runs from April through Thanksgiving weekend, which has been traditional. And then a handful of years ago, we began the winter market, extending the Arcata main season market. And that actually began in partnership with Brio. Surge started inviting our members out to sell during the winter months. So we actually had two of our old-time members, Henry from Henry's Olives and David Reed from Reed's Bees, would set up across the street from Brio after the main season market ended and sell their products during the winter, especially leading up to Christmas. And Surge actually invited them over to begin selling in front of Brio. And then we had more farmers join them on a sort of ad hoc, unofficial basis. I think Organic Matters Ranch and I&I were some of the first farmers there, Flora Organica as well. And then we decided to pilot an actual official winter market in front of Brio one year in partnership with Brio. And it became so popular and was so well attended that we outgrew ourselves that first year. And the second year, we had to move over to the plaza. And we started out on just one side of the plaza on G Street there. And now we are actually on two full sides. And sometimes this year, so far, we've actually moved on to a third side for a few times.
A lot of people for years and years have wanted a year-round market in Humboldt County, and everybody kind of thought it had to be covered. Everybody's like, well, where can we find a building that we could put the farmer's market
right.
in because it rains all winter
right.
long? And I think the real experience has been I've been to the market many times this winter and it hasn't rained.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's been a bad rain year, but there probably are some miserable times, but.
Sure. Well, there are miserable times during the main season as well. Some of the worst rainy markets I've ever witnessed were in July, you know? So I think that also we're seeing, you know, climate change is real and we're seeing weather patterns shift for sure during the winter months. But also people are just growing for winter market now. So they're actually changing their production models. And we're really, really lucky in Humboldt County to be able to grow still a hugely broad diversity of products, especially especially on the coast during the winter months because we don't get that hard freeze. So there are a lot of things that overwinter really, really well here, including your roots and greens, but a lot of other things as well. And some of your less perishable items like frozen meat, processed things.
Noticed a lot more meat producers.
Yeah, it's definitely something that has been big in Humboldt County, and our producers locally have been focusing more on how they can add meat to their production profile. It's a nice value-added item, and it's also something that does really well in Humboldt County. Various people have different opinions about having meat at market, but as our farmers and ranchers like to acknowledge, it's a big part of Humboldt County industry, and we're also really proud of that and the things that people are able to produce here in Humboldt County. And just seeing that people are sort of starting to gear their production models towards the winter market and really serve the need that's in the community, because people want more local produce, and when it's not there, they are asking us why not. So I think the folks that do manage to produce year-round have a dedicated following, and we're seeing more and more of that each year.
Great. Now, you have some changes coming this year. You've got some new things going on. What's happening?
We're very excited to announce that we are going to be merging with the Fortuna Farmers Market, which started many years ago as its own association. We're going to be joining forces with the Fortuna Association this year. So we're really excited to take on the management of that market. We've been close sister organizations for a number of years, and a lot of our members cross over. So it's actually a way for our members to save some money in terms of not having to pay dues to two associations and also be able to manage things under one umbrella. And then we also are partnering this year with Humboldt Made and Eureka Main Street to be part of a new event called the Friday Night Market, which is going to take place at the Clark Plaza in Old Town, which is right there by Apra Alley, where E Street is between 2nd and 3rd there. There's that little plaza by Cafe Nooner and the Speakeasy right across from the Clark Museum. And that's going to be the center of a large event. We're going to be one part of that event, being part of the farmers market there. But they're also going to be having craft vendors and artists and pop-up galleries, a beer and wine garden. It's going to be a really great community-based event. We're really excited to participate with them.
I really like that you're partnering too, because sometimes, you know, you just get that synergy when you get all these different organizations, because everybody's talking about it, that it's not like you're trying to carry it all by yourself, some new event. So you're kind of all working together to make this thing really popular. It'll be fun to have that to do on Friday nights too.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of really good feedback. People are excited about it. And it can be risky to start a new market, especially because we have a finite number of vendors and we have a really robust market schedule already. So adding another market can be challenging, but there's been a real need and request for an evening market. So when we were approached by Humboldt Made and Eureka Main Street, we're really excited to jump on board with that and see what kind of opportunities we can offer our farmers.
Yeah. And I've noticed too, a lot more, it seems, prepared foods.
Yes.
Even at the winter market, I'm noticing a lot more people are bringing their prepared foods. Arise Bakery's there. They're there in the summertime as well. Beck's Bakery is there. They're there in the summertime. But there's a new popcorn place.
Yeah. So the popcorn folks have supported the Eureka markets this year in Old Town. And so we always try to provide opportunities for folks who support our smaller, more weekday community markets. Those always need a lot of participation. And the more vendors we have, the more customers we see. So when we're able to include new food vendors, especially in the winter market, it really helps not only those vendors and people in the community, it also helps our markets bottom line and adds another reason for people to come visit our farmers. So that's a balance that we're always really interested in keeping an eye on. Prepared food is something that folks like to see a lot of. We are primarily an agricultural market, and our farmers feel very strongly that first and foremost we promote agricultural interests in Humboldt County. But having a synergistic partnership with prepared food vendors is really critical as well, because the more diversity of food products that you have at your market, the more reasons that you have for people to come out and shop and stay, especially if they get hungry and peckish and need a little bite to eat. So we always try to make sure that we have prepared foods that both complement and highlight the agricultural products produced by our members. So we really do try to make sure that a lot of our prepared food vendors are using products that are available from our local farmers and sourcing as much local agricultural products in their items as possible. But having diversity is really critical too. And whatever we can do to support our ag community and the affiliated prepared food producers who are a really important part of our membership is good for us.
Sounds good. It's good for us too. Well, thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.